This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Time for our chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer, who joins us on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Today, the governor vetoed a controversial law that would have directed UC and Cal State and state community colleges to hire undocumented students for campus jobs. It's the second veto of this kind of legislation that's aimed to expand aid for those who are not living in California legally. So, Phil, he said that this might make some state workers at risk to running afoul of federal law that says you can't hire undocumented immigrants. You buy that?
It's a convenient ledge for him to step out on, too, because, you know, as we know, and we've covered him over the years, Gavin Newsom has never been shy about making a social or a political statement. He did it with gay marriage, and he made world news, but he also might have hurt the presidential election that year because there might have been backlash, and I don't think he's ever forgotten that. And in this case, what we're talking about is, at this point, it was largely a symbolic move, Holly, because the law would have passed to say it would have green-lighted UC system and California State Universities to hire, you know, some 55,000 students that are here. Many of them were brought in as children who are attending school. This would allow them to do work study and other things. It would have mandated that they get jobs, but it would have put them in line along with citizens and residents of the state. And that could have been that would have been an issue. It would immediately have been an issue in what is turning out to be a razor tight race between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, largely over the issue of immigration and who gets to the front of the line and who has to wait their turn and who is even eligible to get in that line. Now, on top of what this was, the pushback actually started with the Biden administration. Politico's reporting that calls were made saying, hey, look, let's hit the brakes on this. And that's exactly what Gavin Newsom has done. They haven't ruled it out in the future, but he's tapping the brakes on this and other programs, like, for example, the state program that would give $25,000 for first-time homeowners down payments. They wanted to bring the undocumented in on that. Newsom said no again. Again, he's got principles, but he's also got politics he's looking at.
Yeah, it feels like he is treading carefully given the national attention on Kamala Harris and by connection, California as well.
Yeah, he is. And it's one of those things, like I said, when he did gay marriage, that set off a firestorm. And I think he still remembers that. Now, will he do it in the future? We'll see. But the UC Regents also weren't in a mood to go challenging the federal law on this either, Hallie, right now. They just don't think it's the right time. And that's, I think, a lot of it's the political equation. So it's, you got principles, you got politics. Who wins? Well, you wait to see who wins before you decide what you're going to do next.
Right. Phil will be live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning.